Good morning to clients and friends of Planning for Life and subscribers to Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday the 26th of November 2012. And a very wet Monday it is, even though it's pitch dark, I can still hear the rain coming down torrentially. I know certainly we've got a lot of problems around here in North Yorkshire, and our thoughts go out to anyone else who's affected by the floods and the torrential rain. Hope it's all not too bad. I know we've got clients in some areas that have been affected, and hope you're all okay. It's last Monday of the week, of the month, and so I want to spend this session looking at some of the principles of financial planning that are worth using when you start to look at your life and money. Last month I talked about the principle of letting go, of emptying yourself, providing a clean sheet of paper on which to write a plan in metaphorical terms. Today I want to talk about the next step, which is all about self-discovery, and it's not just about money, it's about your life as well. And this is a very important step. It's where you build up that inventory of your life and money. It's important because it's the foundation for your life plan. And if you get this right at the very beginning, you have a much higher probability of getting where you want to be. Not only that, but you become more aware of yourself and your circumstances. And that alone, a lot of my clients find, is valuable and brings considerable peace of mind, even if where they find themselves is not particularly good. At least they know they can do something about it. The principle here is that when you start this process, generally we don't have a clear idea of our goals or our money or much about us, actually. I know this because when we go through this process with clients, they often are quite surprised where they stand both financially and in terms of their life and money when they've gone through this process. They didn't realise how much money or how little money they had, and it certainly brings clarity to them. There are many ways of going about this process, but there are a couple of things that are worth doing. It can be a bit of a paper exercise, but it's much more valuable if you actually have conversations about it with other people, whether they be your advisor, or your friends, or your family. We have a saying at Planning for Life, conversation changes lives, and it's certainly the case here that when you have conversations about your life and goals, it does change your life. Get a little notebook and call it the book of your life. Use it to jot down all those things that you've forgotten about or that come to you in the middle of the night when you suddenly wake up thinking about these things. And keep a record of them. And that too is invaluable. And if you suddenly think of a particular goal or thing you want to do, write it down. Build up a sort of testimonial or personal statement of some sort about where you are now and what you want to be. In qualitative terms. And in quantitative terms, start to build up statements, financial statements. So you should end up with a statement of your assets and liabilities, income and expenditure. Expenditure is also the most difficult one, partly because it takes time, energy and quite a lot of research, but also because in doing so you tend to hold up a mirror to your life. And often that mirror, what you see in the mirror, is not what you really want to see. And you actually have to come face to face with things that you may not necessarily have wanted to see there. So quite difficult. But you must make the effort to do it. And if you do, you end up really having built a solid foundation on which to build the rest of your life and your plan. And as I said earlier, all this does bring about a certain peace of mind, even if what you find there is not particularly good. At least it means that you are now in a position to take steps to deal with it. So that's it. Discovering yourself, very important part of the financial planning process, and worth spending a lot of time about. Over. That's it for me. Have a very good week, and next week we'll have a look at the markets and the global economy at the end of November. Remember, Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised to provide financial coaching and education services. Take care, have a good week, and speak to you next week.